Welcome to my workshop. How you guys doing today? We played in LA last night and drove up here. It was such a beautiful ride. It seems like a really nice festival, so I'm very happy to be here. Everybody having a good time here? So I wasn't too sure what I was going to do today, and I'm going to play a couple songs and take some questions and all that sort of stuff. I'm told that is how it goes, so.
Whatever you want,
Kelly.
We
love you! Yeah.
Anybody got a question?
She's in me. Oh.
with me. Tiny dancing in my hand.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We were just in LA last night, so, you know, LA lady. I'd like to take a question. Yes, you.
How does it feel to be calling your own music?
Well, I had a really good time. I made this record, thank you, after. I started recording, let's go back a little bit. Played a show at Coventry, and then took a little time off, and probably around January the next year, 2005, started recording, just because I didn't have a band or a manager or a record label. I still really wanted to be making music, so I set up a home studio and started writing songs for that reason, just to be writing songs. And worked on the record for almost 2 years, and I'm having a good time doing it and really, really enjoying it. I spend a lot of time trying to write lyrics. That's sort of the most challenging part for me, but I had a really good time making the record, so far so good. And then I've got a band I'll be playing a little bit later on over there, and you guys will get to see the band, my band. We don't have a name yet, but if anybody's got any ideas, it's Paige McConnell and And the what?
And the shenanigans!
The shenanigans. Yes, Paige McConnell, shenanigans. Another question, please. Anybody got a question? Yeah, what? Stuck in the middle. Okay, I'll write that down. Yeah, sure, man. We'll play that tonight. Absolutely. Love to. Yeah.
How did you get started with the
Oh, it's something that I've always been interested in, but didn't really start collecting until, when did I get into that? I don't know, sometime in the mid-90s probably, and some of my favorite, I kind of collect vintage gear and old keyboards, and I don't have a huge collection, but I probably have 20 or 30 old Moog and Yamaha synthesizers and a lot of other stuff as well. The electronic thing sort of came around, or the electronica thing sort of came around at the same time I was getting into that, and some of the keyboards that I bought when I started playing with Vita Blue, some of the songs that we wrote were sort of based around electronic patches that were in the keyboards, and we were playing to the synthesizers and sort of creating these electronic sounds that way. And on this album as well, most of the songs on the album I started by doing some drum programming and bass programming and synth and all that sort of stuff, and try to get some textures and some rhythms, and then a lot of the songs evolved out of that electronic stuff. So it's something that I really wasn't into until probably around the time that I started playing with Vita Blue, when we really started playing two synthesizers, and that's been developing ever since. Thanks.
Yes.
I have a bad voice, so
I can hear you.
Specifically, I guess, with Fish, because I know you guys so well.
Right.
But it's about, like...
As a band practice or individual?
Well, I guess as a band practice.
Okay.
Actually, yes, definitely as a band practice.
Okay. is asking how we were so tight and loose all at the same time. It really comes from years of playing together. A lot of the tight and sort of organized music, sort of the more composed stuff that we used to do with Fish, was usually written out, and it would be transcribed. Yeah, notes on staffs and I'm not a great reader, but I did learn to develop my skills of reading from a lot of the stuff that Trey wrote and some of the stuff that Mike wrote too. I never really contributed that way, but there was. And don't ask me to play, because I've forgotten it all now. but there was some of the very first stuff that we started doing that was compositional was songs like the different parts of Fluffhead and You Enjoy Myself and those sorts of songs, which were written out and that old thing, whatever. But in terms of the practicing as a group and learning to. The looseness sort of comes from confidence, and it comes from years of playing together, and just a lack of fear that if you can somehow let go and pardon me? You're with friends and not just on stage but in the audience, and it was always nice because the audience was always encouraging us to be pushing ourselves and all that. So we also did a lot of practicing. Improvising, where the four of us would sit in a room and we had listening exercises, and we've talked about it before, but a lot of times we'd sit in the practice room and go around in a circle and we'd be doing some sort of a jam and everybody would be focused on one person. If they changed, it's sort of a repetitive pattern and follow the leader, or we used to call it filling the hay hole, because we used to say there's a reason for it. We would go around in a circle, and one person, it would be each person's turn consecutively, and one person would start a riff or alter their riff a little bit, and everyone would immediately have to jump on and alter their riff or what they were playing so that it would mesh with whatever the person whose turn it was. And as soon as the four of us all had it, or as soon as you had your thing together, and the goal was to get it as quickly as possible to immediately hear what they're doing and immediately adjust. And when you did that, then you said, hey. And when all four of us had said, hey, then it was the next person's turn to lead the improvisation. So that was an exercise that we used to do for years, actually. And there were variations on filling the hay hole. suffice.
Did you on purpose divide your practice time into two categories?
We didn't divide it into two categories. It was more so whatever was going on at the time, and sometimes we'd have new songs we were working on. But there was there was a time in our career where we would spend a little bit of time every day filling the hay hole, that's how it went. Another question? Yeah, sure.
How do you translate that tight improvisation to
fish? Well. There's a couple things that help. One is really being able to hear each other, and so having equipment that works and a crew that's right there really helps a lot, because if you can't hear each other, the communication is going to be really difficult. So it's mostly about communication, and again, just relaxing and confidence and knowing that it's okay. It's even if it all fell apart and the jam stopped and we were left standing there, which did happen sometimes. The world still kept turning, Sure, man, back there.
Can we write a song together right now?
I don't know if we have quite enough time for that, but maybe a little later. We'll
you play and we'll dance.
Okay. I'll tell you what, I'll do another song now. Is that what you guys want to do? This is how the workshops go, huh?
I needed less restraint before. The light. lights and close the door. I'm fine.
Called Maiden Marian. Thank you.
songs do you like to play to kind of loosen up or have fun or show off?
I did play a lot of Elton John when I was sort of growing up because it was easy for the piano. I always loved The Who, and I used to play all that stuff. Don't request it because I don't have anything ready right now, but in high school and that sort of thing, later on, sort of got into the Dead and learned a lot of those songs and learned all the Beatles songs. Mostly rock, really. I am a rock piano player. I'm not a classical piano player, and I don't consider myself a jazz piano player either. I consider myself a rock piano player. Well, I started taking lessons when I was 4, and it was in the house, and my brother, older brother, started taking lessons, and I wanted to get in on the fun, too, and that's how it all started, and there were points when I was 10, 11, 12 years old that I wanted to quit and learn how to play guitar, and my parents made me stick all the way in the corner. Okay, interesting question. The question was relating to bass playing, i.e. Mike Gordon, and, or anyone, and my left hand, which, because when I'm playing, and for most of my playing growing up, I wasn't in a band, it was just me, so I would develop a style that sort of had heavy bass influence left hand, and I have to be careful when I'm playing with a bass player not to be doubling what he's playing and doing octaves with my left hand and maybe try to do more comping with chords and that sort of thing. And it's not as cut and dry as that. It's just whatever's he may be going up and I might be going down, or we might be both going up at the same time, or the other thing. What am I listening to? What have I got that I've been enjoying lately? I had something I was going to say for that question. I don't really listen to tons of music, honestly. I really like silence. I'm a big fan of I don't know. Just when I get in my car and drive, I might drive for 5 hours and not turn the radio on once. And when I am in my car, I'll often go to the oldies station. Sure.
How's fatherhood treating you? And is Gordo really as weird as I think he is?
He is. Fatherhood is, I highly recommend it if you're ready for it. It is the greatest experience of your life. In terms of Mike is one of the smartest guys that I know. And he is an odd fellow sometimes. We get together and... he's a difficult person to read. We've been playing a lot of chess lately, and we get together about once a week and play chess. And in the beginning, he was crushing me because he'd been playing computer chess for playing online for a couple years. And so we just started this about 4 months ago, and we play every week now. And recently, it's been going very well. So. It's looking good. But he's one of the most creative and insightful people that I know, and a real. One of the great people that I know. Very happy to know him. He's not that weird.
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream and why?
Oh boy. Well, I actually like Haagen-Dazs better. Haagen-Dazs chocolate. Yes.
You were putting together your band, this current album, and tour. I imagine hearing that song with you solo and hearing it with a full band, very different experiences, but how did you pull together the band?
Okay. Well, the guys that I'm playing with now, Adam Zimmern is playing guitar, and he's a guy that I met playing with the Spam All-Stars. He lives in Miami now, and is an incredible guitar player. He would hate me for saying this, but he was out on the road with Shakira for about 9 years, and on his time off, he would be playing with the Spam All-Stars. He's not doing that anymore, but now he's pretty much down with those guys, and He played on every track on the album, so when it came time to put a band together, he was kind of the first guy that I got with. Jared Slomoff is a guy that co-produced the record and engineered it for me. And I had met him. He actually was someone that had been working with Mike doing his film work, and I thought he was a film editor. And so I got him a couple years ago, and we started putting together some of my footage from Team Vita Blue, which is my Demolition Derby team, which I don't know if anybody's familiar with it, but it's worth checking out if you can get a copy of Team Vita Blue, the early years. Anyway, and then as it turns out, he was an audio engineer and did the album, and then at the end of the album, he sang a little bit on the record. He sang harmony on two or three songs, and our voices blended really nicely. I didn't know if he could play or not, but I thought it would be nice to have him singing at least. And as it turns out, he's an excellent guitar player and keyboard player. So and one of my closest friends also. He's come along. So he was the next guy. Rob O'Day is the bass player, and he used to work for Phish in the archives for about 5 years. Just a friend of mine from Burlington, a good bass player. And then Gabe Jarrett is also a drummer from Burlington, and plays with a band called Forge, thank you. and that's how it all came together.
Yes, sir. I have a question.
All right.
I just wonder, what do you think about playing with Phish in the future?
What do I think about playing with Phish in the future? Being the leader of a band is not necessarily a role that I would comfortably find myself in or that I would naturally be drawn toward. And with Vita Blue, I kind of led that band, although I was playing with O'Teal and Russell Batiste, and they're such monster players that it was a little intimidating to be leading a band with such incredible musicians. But that was my first experience in that role. And then we played with the Spam All-Stars and combined that, and that went pretty well. And with these guys that I'm playing with now, it's just getting easier and easier, and they're really friends, and they're of my peer group, and it's nice. It's been going pretty well. Thank you.
You just recently played House of Blues San Diego.
Yeah. I don't, but it went very well. Let me take someone further back because I can see some hands back there.
Yes.
I want to know, when exactly did you make the transition from piano playing to organ playing? When did you start organ playing?
I got an organ when I was early on with Phish. In fact, when I started playing with the band, I didn't really have any keyboards, and I was playing Mike's Fender Rhodes, and he also had a Juno 106, I think, or 60 that I would use for organ sounds and that sort of thing. So even from the beginning of playing with Phish, that's probably how it started for me. Then I got a little Hammond, it was either an L100 or an M100 that we used to carry around with us, and then eventually a B3, and then eventually I'm surrounded by keyboards. I can't get in or out of my little cubicle. All the way there, yeah.
What inspired you to write your own?
You know, it was just, I had to do something, you know. I had to keep myself busy, and I wanted to be making music, and it seemed like my only option at the time, I guess. Yeah.
You plan to play solo anymore?
Am I going to play solo anymore? You mean right now?
Well,
I will. I've actually wanted to do that, and I've wanted to do some solo playing and maybe get out and do some, not necessarily, you know, this sort of thing, maybe without the questions. But I'm enjoying the questions. But I would like to do some solo touring. That's something that I've thought about doing, and I actually thought about doing it with this project, but I ended up putting a band together. So.
We'd love to hear it.
Cool. Thank you.
I love the band. Okay. If you could play with any musician, dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh, boy.
Wow. Is there any, I don't know if there's like one central.
It actually would be dead or alive, the band. I am a huge fan of, there's so many people. I got to play with some of my heroes, like Carlos Santana and a few of those guys, and with Fish, we had the wonderful opportunity of being able to play with so many different groups of people, from B.B. King to Jay-Z to, you know, Carlos and, all the bluegrass guys, the McCrory's, and whenever we would go through Nashville, we'd get to play with whoever the guys were around then, Sam Bush and all those guys, would have been nice to play with Miles, I suppose. yes, behind, yeah? You know, I think a lot of it comes from the audience, and I think a lot of that energy is brought. People come to shows, and they bring it with them. You know, they bring that kind of energy, and there is a sort of a common collective. But so in that way, maybe a significant role. You tell me. Oh, it can take, the song Beauty of a Broken Heart was the first song on this album, and I started writing that, we actually recorded it for Undermined, and it wasn't really done then, but I kept writing that song for maybe a year and a half, and that was the only song I was working on at the time, and before that it was Army of One that I was working on for a long, long time, and that took about a year and a half also. Since then the process has picked up, and as I did the album, I started with Beauty of a Broken Heart, and then I wrote Maid Marian, and that took me about 3 months to write that. My process is usually sort of getting into a space where I'm just writing. I have a melody oftentimes, or I'm trying to come up with a melody, and sometimes it'll be just one little hook of a word, and then the song and the melody will develop from that. And then once I have a melody, I go through and I write as much as I can, as many lyrics as I can, sort of without thought, and sometimes the words aren't even real words, they're just gibberish that's coming out, and then leave it alone for a day and go back the next day and review, and I have, you know, stacks of legal pads of lyrics that I've been writing for this album, and so I'll go back the next day and say, oh, this really seems like a verse here, you know, or this really seems like a chorus, or I really like that line, and then pull other lines from it and piece it together, and that's been my process so far with lyrics. It's gone both ways on this record. Sometimes I would come up with some words first, and sometimes but mostly I was writing, mostly I had a tune in mind when I was writing lyrics for it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What did you see yourself becoming before you joined Fish? In other words,
I always wanted to do this. This is what I knew. I mean, this is what I always wanted to play in a band, and I always wanted to be playing in front of people. Yeah, rock and roll.
Congratulations!
Okay, yeah, man. I'll play another song. I'm sorry I can't answer that question, but I will play you a song.
Groundwater seeps.
love at close range. Oh, solo mission, cover dark, army of one now. Don't let down your guard. Sit in a circle, facing the sun. Soak it in while you can. Winter is on. Things you say, mailed it off to your address. Pretty soon unless the packaging begins to break, and all the points I try to make, I toss my thoughts into it's all right. Don't take moments from a box, and someone else will set your clocks. I took a moment from my day, wrapped it up in things you say, and mailed it off to you. I've been waiting in the velvet sea. I've been waiting in the velvet sea. that the old workshop is about to come to a close here. I'll take a question back there. See you in a little while.